Hey, come on in. Anybody's watching, come on in. Welcome to Kinkyology. This is season two, episode five. And I was supposed to have a special co-host guest by the name of King J, but they are not available. Can you all hear me? Can you hear me? I have my headphones on and I just want to know if you all can hear me. Nobody. Nobody wants to tell me if you all can hear me. Thank you, Leroy. Did you hear that? Okay, thank you. I was having some mic problems the last few weeks, so I just wanted to make sure that I tried a different way to get with y'all. Hey, Nathaniel, how are you tonight? So yeah, I am still keeping on the subject of domination. I've said to you all before that it's three different types of sex. You have vanilla sex, you have kinky sex, and you have tantric sex. So when you get into BDSM, that's when you get into the kinky sex. And a lot of people, they dislike it without even trying it. Now, it's some foods that I'll say, okay, I'll never eat, I'll never eat. But it's some things in order to really say you don't like it, you have to at least try it. So especially if you get married, this is the time if you and your partner, if you all do not have a copy of my book, 365 Ways to Keep It Kinky, I give you all a lot of things to do in that book. And it's a way to open up conversation to find out if you and your partner kind of like the same things in vanilla sex, in BDSM, and to experience tantric sex with each other. So when you get into the BDSM, a lot of people just shy away from it because they feel like it's this dirty, bad, hurtful, painful thing. But dominance and submissive isn't really a bad thing, especially if you understand how to submit to a man or a woman. Me, I've been a professional dominatrix since I was 21 years old. So that's 27 years that I've been in that life. Right now, I do not dominate. I don't go out, but I do teach. But for the right price, I will spank your ass. So I do have somebody coming on. Some of you all already know Miss Bully. She'll be joining me in a minute, but it was last minute, so I have to give her a chance to get herself together. But yeah, does anybody know anything about domination? Are you into any aspect of BDSM? I know we usually have Footman in here, and that's why I call him Footman because he has a foot fetish. So, that's going up under the realms of BDSM. There you go. I was just talking about you, Footman. How are you? Okay, but also I have a suggestion sometimes. If I'm talking, you all don't get what I say until 5 seconds after I say it. So a lot of times I'm already moving to something else. So when you leave a comment, I don't know what you're responding to. So if you have an opportunity, can you pound and just try to give me an idea, like pound what you just said or the last something to let me know what you're responding to? Because I really do love you all's comments. You all are so active. You all really, you keep me going so I can help you all. So it's a beautiful thing. Besides Footman, has anybody else ever delve into anything into the BDSM aspect? Hey, Bryson, how are you? Now, when you get into BDSM, like I don't care how nasty you are, the nastiest person in here, that's just vanilla sex. BDSM is when you get into the bondage, the discipline, the sadomasochism, the kinkiness, role playing, cross dressing, infantilism, humiliation, torture. And torture can actually be very pleasurable. I know it sounds scary, but for some people who get off on getting pain, torture can actually be very sexy. So it's really important to understand the dynamic of it. It's not just beating somebody's ass. And a lot of people, when they think of BDSM, they think, oh, pain, pain, pain. But it's not. It's a give and take of dominance and submission. It's somebody completely surrendering to your needs, wants, and desires. Now, I'm a professional dominatrix. And what that means is that I don't have sex. I just beat you or do whatever fantasy or fulfillment you need me to do, but I do not have sex. Then you have lifestyle dominatrix, and they're actually in a sexual relationship with you. So when you hear somebody say, I'm a professional dominatrix, they should not be having sex with whoever it is that they're dominating, because that's not the true relationship of that type of dom and submissive. It's no sex involved. And for me, you know, you have so many women who say, well, I got good pussy. I got this. Ain't no such thing as super pussy, baby. It's not. Half of you all don't even know how to work your pussy, yet you walk around claiming how good it is. You have never squirted. You've never had a vaginal orgasm. You only come from clitoral, don't even make a man eat your pussy, yet you think you have good pussy. Wake the fuck up. So I learned at a young age, because I didn't have orgasms, so I couldn't say my shit was good, because I'm like, well, if it is, it ain't making me nut. It ain't that good, because if it was good, then I'd be orgasming too, you know? But I learned being a dominatrix that pussy ain't your power. So that's why I think it's very important for every woman to know what it's like to be dominant in the bedroom. I know you have heard me say, I don't have to open my legs to make them beg, and I don't have to open my mouth to give them head. I fuck them with my mind. And when you learn that your power is not in your pussy, it's in how you present it. And a lot of y'all just give it away. You have no presentation of who you are as an individual or a woman or a sexual being. Hey, what's up? Hey, Facebook user. Whoever just said, hey, Kinky, you have to give Facebook or, you know, let me know who you are, because it just says Facebook user. So, yeah. So I love for women to take the time to try to educate themselves. I want men to educate themselves as well. But before you scream that you have good pussy, I want you to really kind of figure out, what does good pussy entail? What makes your pussy so fucking special? What is it about you? Do you know, do you have pussy tricks? I mean, because she squirts? You know, what is it out of the 15? It's 5 different orgasms you can have in the vaginal area alone. And I taught you all these orgasms in the first season of Kinkyology. So if you didn't get a chance to see that and you want to know what that is, make sure you go to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Podcast Addicts, YouTube. Just Google it. You know, I'm all over the place. And check out my first season. I went through 17 different orgasms combined with men and women that we as individuals can have. And a lot of you all are thinking that you have amazing sex and you only bust one nut. I have 20 to 30 orgasms every time I have sex. Every time before he has his one. How well do you know your body? What do you know how to do with your body? What does your man know about your body? So the thing is, you can't really say something is good if you don't know how to work it. So when you get into being a dominant, more secure, powerful woman, you understand that your pleasure is necessary. Your pleasure, and it don't have to be from your pussy. So when you learn that, then you change your dynamic on what you want, what you receive, and what you get. So I think it's very important for every woman to know what it's like to be dominant. I do teach dom classes. And I just think it's a beautiful thing. I'm so happy that I had the opportunity to experience it. I love that I get to teach it, because I believe so many women need to learn that their power is not in their pussy, especially if you don't even know how to work that motherfucker. So it's really important for you to learn that your sexualness is here. This is your power. So anyway, what? Okay, nobody else. So yeah. So that's what I want to talk about. Well, I'm going to talk about more than that. I'm waiting for Ms. Billy to come. But we're keeping it real basic tonight. Just trying to introduce you all into BDSM and why that dynamic could be so powerful. And again, you could have a dominant man. Like if you have a man who has a foot fetish, have you ever made a man come with your feet? If you have a man who has a foot fetish, how far are you willing to go to make sure that you're able to please him in that fetish? Do you send him pictures of your feet? Do you let him suck your toes? I mean, if a man has a foot fetish, should he date a woman who don't want her toes sucked? No, he shouldn't. That should be the first request. Like, what's your name? Can I suck your toes? When I didn't have vaginal orgasms, even my friends had to eat pussy. I asked, did you eat pussy? Because it ain't no way we ever getting down, because that's the only way I orgasm. So you have to know what it is, your combination. My combination didn't include toes, but I found a man who had a foot fetish. And the way he gave my feet an appreciation that I had never had somebody just make love to your feet. Like, it was crazy. The time, the softness, it was just a really beautiful experience. And then the things he would do to him, you know, and it didn't tickle. See, I got turned off by it at a young age because somebody sucked my toes and it tickled. I don't know, don't do that. I don't like to tickle. But when he did it, it was sensual. So it's a difference. So really learning the dynamic of somebody when they know what they're doing, when this is a love of theirs, when this is something they crave, the way that they approach it, the attention that they give it, experience that. Everything on us, men and women, we have erogenous zones from the top of our head to the bottom of our feet. If you find somebody, it's men out here who love to play with our fupas, you know? They want that belly on their head. They like that shit. But yet we'll hide and we'll try to be ashamed of ourselves and be upset that we're big. It's some men who crave your rose. I tell a motherfucker, fuck my rose. Stick that motherfucker right in here. Put a little lube in that shit. He's sliding in and out like, you like that, don't you? Y'all ain't ready. Y'all ain't ready. Anyway, hold on. I got a message. BDSM, I do let women know I like feet. I don't like having any pain from feet abuse, though, or humiliation. Right. And that's the thing. You have different levels. So all foot fetishes don't include, like, for me, before your session, you know, you always tell your dominatrix what it is that you want and desire. So if you tell them, you know, like, I admire feet. I don't want to be abused by feet. You know, it's a difference. So it's some men, like he said, he doesn't like pain. So you'll have some men who will want you to, with your stilettos on or barefoot, to pound them and grind them in the backs. And I dug my 6-inch heels and some testicles before. You know, it's different levels. So you have some who are hardcore and you have some who are softcore. So the softcore is more into the sensualness, the sucking, the rubbing, the putting on my face, just, you know, rubbing on my nipples and maybe putting it in between his legs and pressing on his dick and pushing up on his balls with your heels softly, but giving it a little pressure to kind of go up into his P-spot, learning how to work them, being able to hold your feet on his dick and massage it between your other foot and jack him off with your feet, you know, learning how to do things like that if you have a man who has a foot fetish. So that's why it's really important to think, it ain't, if he got a foot fetish, your pussy ain't the top tier, your feet are. Yet you all have a man who tells you he have a foot fetish and you gonna keep your feet done. Now he should make sure you do that, but he'll offer and you won't even go. That's not fair. That's crazy. That's ignorant. Just like if it's something that you want, need, and desire, and he's not doing that for you, why are you accepting that? If you know that you like a man with a haircut and you even willing to pay for it, but he won't even get up and go get a fucking haircut, that ain't how you do that. It's the belly button. Okay, a lot of people into belly buttons. Yes. And make sure they clean, because a lot of people belly button. I swear, like, I found something in my belly button one time. I don't know. I can't remember what it was, but it shouldn't have been there. I don't know how you get in there. Was it a kernel of popcorn or something? I don't know. I did find it. I was like, you get in there. That was crazy. Anyway, hey Crystal, how you doing? If you're still here, come on in, everybody. I am the Kinky Kid. If you're new here, I am a kink educator. I've been in this industry for over 25 years, and I am a beast at what I do. I'm also a social media influencer. I am a author, and I'm just a kinky motherfucker, you know? So tonight we're talking about domination and being dominant. I do have somebody who'll be joining me shortly, but I'm just explaining. I've been a dominatrix and how you have different levels of it, and especially with foot fetishes, and the difference from somebody who has a softcore thing besides somebody who wants hardcore foot domination. So then I describe that and things like that. So you have different levels of it, but don't always think that it has to be something negative. Don't think that a man is weird or he's different, because it can be very sensual, it can be very sexy, and it could be something that you should experience if you have a man who's into your feet. He can give your feet some attention you even know your feet could have. Like, what? Speaking true, kinky, making sure your partner has the things they like kept up. Yes. And then some women marry a man, knows that he has a foot fetish, then decide that they no longer want to participate in that and get mad if they catch him on foot websites or, you know, trying to get a dominatrix to do whatever. And if you go to a professional dominatrix, I'm really only giving this man my feet. Now I'm going to rub him out and say he orgasmed, but it's no sex involved. So then they're intimidated because, oh, he's going to this dominatrix. But you supposed to, you got feet. He married you because you said you was okay with it. But now you don't want to give him your feet no more. That ain't how you do that. You can't will him in with this. And then when you get him, say, I really don't like it. Bitch, why you couldn't tell me that before I asked you? That's not how you do people. Especially when he was honest enough, brave enough. Now, if he doesn't fall into this until after you all get married, then you all have to sit down and have an honest conversation. And if at that time you decide, like, I'm not really into it, then you all need to come to an agreement and he has to honor it. Because that's not, or get a divorce. But it's how it's approached and it's how it's brought to you. You know, that really, that dynamic, that trust, that intimacy, that being able to share and know I could tell you anything, that space of no judgment, yet fulfillment. You know, so when you get into the power dynamic of sex, it's a yin and a yang. It ain't just yin and it ain't just yang. So many of you all are just, oh, you get yours because I'm going to get mine. Because a lot of bitches ain't getting theirs. Kink Squad, what's up? What's up? So if you say something in the comments, try to pound and give me an idea, because I'm 5 seconds ahead of you all and I'll be confused. But yeah, so I have had some, I was going to talk about infantilism. Like I said, the lady who was supposed to come had an emergency, so she couldn't come. I was going to talk about infantilism. And I had a man who used to pay me $150 a week to change his diaper. And he would have cloth diapers, and they have like big, like the little baby pins you use, they got them for big people, like grown-ups. They big, like this shit real, like it's a whole industry on infantilism. Infantilism is real big in the BDSM. And you think like, yeah, so infantilism is when someone gets off on you treating them like a baby, or they have a diaper fetish. So his was a diaper fetish. He just wanted to have me come and he will pee in a diaper and then I would change it, and then, or he jack him off with it, and then I would change, you know, then he would wet himself and then I'd change him. He didn't do number two. I didn't like that. I'm not into that. But I got paid $150 a week. Now, this was 20 years ago. So I would tell him, I'm like, this isn't that bad. How long have you been married? Because, you know, I'm a life coach, sex coach. But at this time, I wasn't. I was just grooming myself to be who I am now, not knowing that this is who I was going to be. But I was like, your wife should be, how long y'all been married? I think you should be able to tell her that. So after about 5 or 6 months, he ended up telling his wife, and she was like, oh, I could do that. I'll try it. So I missed that 150, but I was happy that I was able to help him realize that sometimes it's okay to live in your truth. And especially, he didn't find out until after they got married. He thought it was too weird. I'm like, this is not that weird. I mean, it's weird, but I've seen weirder, you know? If she love you, she'll do this, and you just tell her, say, baby, I'll pay you $150 a week. She'll love to do it. Hey, everybody. So yeah, so that's just, so with that, so in the infantilism, then you have infantilism. I had one slave. Now, I kind of felt sorry for this man because I know he had to have some serious trauma in his childhood, but I have no sense of smell. So his kink was he used to wear a butt plug for a week. Anybody who knows something about a butt plug stuck up in you for a week. I mean, when you let that out, it's going to be a lot and it's going to be terrible and it is going to stink. So all the dominatrix suggested that I be the one who handle him because I don't have a sense of smell. But still, you got to sit there while they're on the toilet and I had to rub his leg and you hear the plop and you hear that, and it was just so sick. But I had to be this just sexy, kinky dominatrix. But I swear to God, that was the nastiest thing. He tipped me very well because I handled it like a pro because I couldn't smell it. But, and then I had to say, mommy loves you. You're such a good boy. And I was thinking, oh, what happened to him as a child? But anyway, so you have different people who have different ways that they want you to appease this child-like deviant inside of them. So it goes in different ways. So y'all talking to me. So yeah, what else with infantilism? Those are really, I had a couple of more with just humiliation, degrading them, calling them baby names and, telling them that they made mommy mad and stuff like that. But I didn't get really into any extreme infantilism. The one with the diaper I did for a while. So I did learn a lot about that. And I saw, how it made him feel. And it's just really cool if you notice somebody has a kink. If you decide to want to be in a relationship with them, or if you decide to marry them, how are you going to represent that kink? And if you are not willing to, why marry them? Why should they give up on something that they know is a desire of theirs because they love you? And then when they try and they fail, then people want to mark them as a bad person. When they were honest, they let you know. It's not like it was a secret. And again, if you married and this kink forms during the marriage, you have to know as a woman, this has no take on you not being attractive enough, you not being, sexy enough. That fetish does not take away from you as a woman. It's just that this thing gets him somewhere in a way that sometimes they can't even explain. And the same for women. You have women who have certain fetishes. You have women who desire certain things from men. So if she has that, you want to be able to feed that. Like a lot of people think that I have a dick sucking fetish. No, I'm just a good dick sucker. You know what I'm saying? I don't just be like, I just need some dick. No, that's not how that works, And it trips me out how I'm derailing a little bit because this week I have gotten some of the most disrespectful messages. I mean, when I tell you some of you men, you all feel like you all, like I'm obligated to you because I suck dick. Like I have to do, and it's not even just me. It's so many men who treat women like we owe you something because you like me, then I have to like you. Because you chose me, then I have to desire you. Because you want to do something to me, I must do it to you. And I get that so much. And that is terrible. Any woman, I don't care if I'm a porn star. I don't care who I am. I have the right to choose who I want to do my shit to. And I have been so disrespected this week. But luckily for me, I know who the fuck I am. And I know who I've been. And who I've been would be at your door and whip your ass with a whole bunch of niggas behind me. But who I am now, I say, you wish you could get a bitch like me. You will never be me. But how dare you disrespect me? I think that is some of the most, and I get it from every race. I'm not going to say it's just black men. It'd be white men, Indian men. It'd be Turkey men. It'd be all type of men. But they feel, and the kind, just because you like me don't mean I want you. That, what the fuck is wrong with y'all? Why y'all don't understand that? Because you choose me, then I have this guy in my inbox like, yeah, we could have some kinky fun. What the fuck? Who are you talking to? Why would you, what make you think I want to have kinky? Who the fuck are you that I want to have some kinky fun? I I've been so disrespected this week. I have been so disrespected this week. I'm like, where did my videos go? What happened? And I don't even have nobody ever seen me suck no dick except for the people. They seen me suck dildos. It ain't no videos out here of me. It ain't nothing out here of me like that. Yet people feel like they are entitled to my throat. They are entitled to it, and they disrespect me. So I pray for you, man. I really do. I hope that somewhere you realize that you all objectify us in ways that are unimaginable. The things you all say sometimes and what you all think you all deserve, what you think you are owed, what you think you should get because you want it. See, I have my Me Too on me. So I know that men take it without permission. And that's a scary place to be as a woman who's been through it multiple times. But for me to be disrespected, I mean, like, I get disrespected, and I share it in Kinky Land all the time. Like, the disrespect that comes at me, the dick pics, the ignorance, all of that, I get it all the time. But for somebody to just come and some of the stuff that they say to me, I'm so happy I know who I am. But I swear to God, I wish I could just find them and fuck them up. I'll be like, fuck you up. I swear to God, if I was 20 years younger, I would find you and hurt you. But that's why everything happened for a reason. Now I just be like, I gotta woosah and calm myself down, because I'd be ready to hit my phone. I'd be like, really? Little as you could get. But it's some who go, you are the shit that they say to me, y'all. I'd be like, really? That's, you think that of me? Wow. Apparently they don't know me, but that's just amazing that because I'm a dick sucker, then I must be some type of whore, or I'm a slut, or I'm worthless, or I'm trash, or I'm garbage, and I'm just somebody that they should be able to do whatever with my mouth and do whatever with this. And I'd be like, really? Huh, okay. You wish. You wish. And coming like that, I mean, I don't pick up men in my inbox anyway, but coming like that, you will never get it. Okay, y'all. So I talked to y'all about that because that really hurt my feelings this week. I mean, it hurt my sexuality this week. It hurt me as a woman, and just feeling that people feel like they are entitled to us like that. We got Miss Bully here.
Hey, sorry for the delay. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, let me tell you, I already told them how you decided to step in for me. So thank you. I've been talking their ear off, so they are okay. I started a little bit about infantilism. I talked about some infantilism sessions that I had. Oh, my girl's coming out. Sorry. It's coming out. Thank you, Crystal. Ms. Bully, I've had some really disrespectful men this week in my inbox, so I was I just had a little rant about that before you came on. The level of disrespect I got this week has just been like, you know, maybe somebody put my stuff, but that's okay. I hope they know.
I'm gonna say this: it's like, you know, when you talk about the disrespectful man, sometimes you just got to be sarcastic with them as well. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh yeah, and it's not just the disrespect, but it's the entitlement. I was saying how men feel like, because they want us instantly, we're supposed to choose them, you know, because they got their eye on us. Oh, you have to want me. Who are you? You know,
so. Or they think that you're desperate, or the people who don't understand this lifestyle think that, you know, you're going to. Since we're talking about this, y'all want the story time from Ms. Bully? Let's give a story.
Yes, I love your story. So I definitely want a story time. Let's go.
So I have an Instagram. I am Ms. Bully, right? And before I created my Instagram, I, you know, had my regular Instagram, my you know, main Instagram. And, oh, good to see everybody in this chat. And this guy, he had like kind of a fake account almost. And what was funny about it was, I think he had to be a little kid or whatever. But he came at me, he started sending me voice messages through the, you know, my personal Instagram account. And when he found out I was on domination, he goes, well, you need to talk nasty to me and you should say this. And I was like, first off, you have not sign my contract. That's the first thing. Secondly, that shows you what people really know about this, because they assume either I'm going to cuss you out or I'm going to do this. And I'm not saying that some people don't do that shit, but this lifestyle is totally different for everybody that's in it. You get what I mean?
Like, yes, yes.
It's so much to kink that it's not even funny how it is. And then for ignorant people to come up and be like, yeah, I want you to do this and do that. And it got to the point I just told him, I said, bro, you're not paying me.
You're not, right. So you're a lifestyle dominatrix like me, right?
But you hear me? You're not paying me. So I'm not paying
professional
to you. You know, like, once you pay my fee, then maybe.
So that's a professional dominatrix. I was telling them the difference between professional. I'm a professional. I do it for money, whatever. But you have lifestyle. Not to say they're professional. We're very into our craft and our art, and we're very educated and able to please these men with no pussy. So that makes your power even better. And I was telling them how, as a woman, sometimes we don't realize being a dominatrix allowed me to know I didn't need pussy to give me these orgasms. That I was able to give them some of the strongest orgasms I've ever had a man have, and I didn't have to use my pussy. So that's where I go when I say that your power ain't in your pussy.
It's in your mouth game, because I'm
well, say, mine is there too, but my it started here.
No, it's your mouth game, meaning your speech.
I got this little throat here that I've been blessed with.
I'm touching my hair because my camera is showing me on the other way. And I was trying to, you know, just make sure I look happy.
I've been doing that before. I do this thinking I'm on this side, then I do that.
Exactly. Why is this not working? So I apologize. I was literally trying to rush in here, you know, just to get to you guys, because I was not in character.
We both got on bustiers. Mine coming to loose, though. But yes.
I need yours, because this is way too big, so.
Mine's a little bit too big, too. So we don't talk about that. Yeah, but team, we losing weight. Hey. So yeah,
here's another one. Well, this wasn't disrespectful, but this guy's I was on a site and it was a lot of free stuff, I guess. And I say free stuff because people weren't paying for it. And, you know, to go piggyback off of what you said, yes, you can make somebody come by just telling them what to do. You guys, it took me less than 10 minutes. I told this guy he was in East Europe. Eastern Europe, something like that. He was overseas. We were like kind of like on a Skype, and I told him exactly what he needed to do, and I was speaking just like I'm speaking to you guys right now. And oh my God, he had a happy ending, and I did not show a damn thing.
Right? You don't have like I'm a phone sex operator as well, and I did that off and on for 15 years, and I actually did it during the pandemic. And I think for me, being somebody who's in the sex industry with the domination and all these other things, I've learned so much. So you have to create these stories. So like she said, with phone sex, all you have to do, did you all do video?
On video. So I was literally telling him what to clip on his balls. I was telling him exactly what I expected him to do, how you shouldn't be enjoying this. I mean, I was missing
anybody who decides to do phone sex. The way that I did it and make good money, when it was a point when I used to average like 30 an hour, but this last time I probably only averaged 19. The last company I worked for, I didn't like because you had to do 30 hours a week. I like it when I can do it whenever I want to. Just if I feel like doing it, let me do it. I made good money, but I don't want to be stuck talking nasty for 30 hours a week. I don't want to do that. But have a story, have a situation, have, like she said, know how to get them off, know what to do. And that's how you keep them going. See, if you got to think and go,
I hate the girl. I didn't know what the hell I was doing. It came on the fly because when he agreed to come on camera and he just literally said, okay, mistress, what? Because I was trying to, you know, have a conversation at first to figure out what he wanted. And I just like, well, fuck it. Let me just.
But you do have some knowledge about it anyway, though.
I winged it. I didn't know exactly what he wanted, but I just winged it. And in me saying the things that I said and the way I said it, it just worked.
And that's what I'm saying. You might, of course, we're not going to know what they want because that's on the fly. But if you have an idea of what it entails, right, then you're able to try to put it together with what he's asking for, what you think at the moment, and you be strong in that presentation, then that's you dominant in it. You know, like, yeah, I want to get a picture of your Teslas. Pull
up, actually, I told him to put up, you know, clothesline clips.
Oh, yeah. I used to do those all the time. Yeah. I put safety pins in the tip of a man's penis.
Well, I burnt
the safety pin and I stuck it in. I put fishing worms, not the real ones, but the little plastic ones. I catheterized them with that. It's called, I talked about it on the sounding. I've done sounding, but with worms and different things. I put stilettos in a man's balls. I took the thing that you wrap around your arm to take your blood pressure. I put that on a man's dick and popped it. Oh, I fucked him up. He flew here from California to see me. I was real good with pain. Oh, I was, you know, you little bitch.
See, and I love, even in my inflicting pain, I don't feel the need to have to call you out your name. That's just my style. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, but that's not how I do things. I just say what I'm gonna say. But like I said, what I find interesting is I speak like I'm speaking to you guys right now. Like, mm-hmm. It's not anything where I am yelling, because I don't feel like I should have to yell. I shouldn't have to yell to you. You're not a child.
I don't yell unless they request that in a session.
You're not a child, so I'm not doing all that.
But if they're into humiliation, some of them will want that. So it really depends on the scene and what they're asking for. So that's another thing, being a domination. You get to pick what you don't want to do. So if it's something and you're just like, no, I can't do that, then you don't pick that. You don't pick that. You know you're uncomfortable unless you say, okay, for the right amount of money, I act like I want to do that. How much you say? I'll do that tonight.
Hey, check your audio.
I don't want to do that. I'll pay you $500. But
yeah, by the way, check your audio. It says the audio is going in and out.
Is it? Okay. Let's see.
I think you were just getting lower.
Really? My things might be doing. Let me see.
Okay, that was loud, whatever you just did.
Huh?
So whatever you just did was loud, but...
Oh, I'm sorry. It's about to do it again. Can you hear me?
It's low right now. Speak. Posting. Posting.
You're good. Well, I'm not good.
Is it better? Let us know in the comments.
Can you hear me?
I can. You just sound far away.
Wonder why that is. Let me see if I'm getting closer. Can you hear me now? Is that better?
We hear you fine. I just wanted to let you know that the audio was going in and out per one of the
Cali girl, big sexy. Yeah, sorry about that, you all. I hope you all can hear me.
Yep. Keep talking. Yep, keep talking.
Okay, so yeah, so I've had some amazing experiences being dominatrix. What do you think was like your, do you do it just via camera, or you've done it in person as well?
I have done two sessions in person, but mostly most of my stuff came from being on camera. On camera, like literally doing it via Skype. Oh my gosh, Skype.
I've never done it. I'm a professional in person. I had a bodyguard go with me every time. I had another female bodyguard go to every session with me, except for one or two. After a while, they become permanent, meaning they're gonna book you every month. So he would take me to dinner. So we trust, you know, I trusted him. So of course, my mother, somebody knew where I was, where I was going. They would know the room number. So I was blessed. I never had any hiccups. But yeah, I had an armed security guard every place I went. But I did it for a very long time. I enjoyed it. I learned so much about myself and the pleasure of men, and realizing that you didn't need pussy to be able to give them, like I said, some of the strongest orgasms. So, and to respect a fetish, because all fetishes are not perverted. Are not nasty or deviated or sick. Some of them are very sensual, very sexy, very arousing, will make your pussy jump. Like, wow, I didn't know, you know, because it's not really the act, it's the response you get from them that you're willing to give them this that other people shun them for. So that's something I learned from it.
No, and I was going to, that's where I was going to say too, is that I'm trying to send them the link, is that a lot of people, especially, they don't know that it's a whole big kink world out there.
Right.
And because it's a whole big kink world, you really do have to respect the fetish. Just because you're not in it is nothing to be like, ew, you know, like just respect what other people do. And in respecting what other people do, you know, you learn about yourself. And it may be some stuff you're not into, or maybe some stuff you don't even know that you may like. I saw this really wonderful thing on, what was it? No, it was Netflix. It was a series by Gwyneth Paltrow that said, you know,
Goop.
Yeah. And this one couple, you know, he only knew, you know, they were African-American. He only knew one way. And then come to find out his wife was into kink, so much so that she finally had the major O from the kink, not even from the actual sex. Right. And it made their sex life so much better.
Yes, I watched that and I was so enthralled in it because, yes, I love that. And he learned that he had one as well. So she was able to now stimulate him in ways. And remember, he starts shaking.
I know, right?
Yes. He was just rubbing a feather like over him. And he just was like, he cried.
Right.
After that, if you all have not watched this, go watch it.
It's called Love, Sex, and Goop.
Especially if you all are married. Just, it is so many. Yeah. And I do workshops. I mean, where I do, I've had women pay me to come and teach them how to suck their husband's dick. You know, so I do stuff like this. I do in person. It costs more, but it's worth it. You know, I'm going to tell you about that in a second.
Lila, this is story time. So we just doing story time today.
So I had one lady pay me and she wanted me to teach her how to suck this man's dick.
Ended up, is it her husband?
It wasn't.
Oh, sorry, guys. Sorry.
That's what I thought it was, but it wasn't. So she took my class. She did a private class with me like a year or so before, and she wanted me to come and do this. So I'm like, okay, no problem. I got you. Paid me real good. So yeah, I'm going, what's up? Let's go. So while she's doing it, I'm looking and I see this man's curls toe. I mean, his curls toe. I am so dyslexic. Toes curl. I am very dyslexic.
You're okay. Look,
I'm seeing him. I see the rise, I see the rush of the blood to him. I know that he is experiencing what she's doing is bringing him there, but he's not allowing it. So after she finished, I said, stop. I say, that's not your husband? She said, no. I said, oh, baby, he ain't nothing because he love you. And if he let you, if he nut in your mouth, he ain't going to be able to walk away. He got to get up and leave every day, so he's not allowed to nut, make him nut because he got to protect his ego. He got to know that he can walk away because you sucking the fuck out his dick. He is clenching. He is moving everything you're doing, but he will not release because that motherfucker love you. I was like, I thought that was your husband.
he loves you and he didn't want to release because he knew had he released, oh my gosh.
He would have went crazy. He would have went crazy. And he was like, you fucking good. He said, you good. You know, like you should have seen him clenching for like, I was watching this little show called Snowflake Mountain, and the guy had to shit, and he was clenching his booty to death, so he just holding his orgasm, and he would not let it release because...
So you said this in front of both of them?
Yes, in front of both of them.
And what did he say, though?
That's what he said. You're good.
Oh, so he
admitted to it. He was like that. He was like, I've never had nobody suck my dick the way you suck my dick. And then, I mean, she was using anal beads. She was, I mean, giving him the woo wop the bang the bang. And I'm like, this ain't your husband. And he was so funny. Because he was like, how did you? I said, because any other man would have let go. When you let go. Let go, right. Because you could see the blood. I mean, you could tell that he was enjoying this. But he was clenching everything, not relaxing into it. He was like, it was weird. So yeah, I peaked that real fast.
So wait a minute though. Because you do know, even if he clenches that much, if she could have kept going for a while, he was going to have to release.
time, okay, so let's say it might have took a while for her to get him to that point. But now once she's there, she's starting to feel deflated. She's starting
right.
to
Right, okay.
So now she started strong, but now she's feeling defeated. You know what I'm saying?
Because right, so it's not happened when she wanted it to happen. Right.
Right, so now she's still doing it, but she ain't giving the gusto she had the first couple of minutes that she was into it. So it's a yin and a yang. In order for me, for you to get this pleasure, I have to know that you want this pleasure. So once she felt like he didn't want it or she wasn't doing what she, oh, and then, you know, I was there. She wanted to show up and show out for me. So she was really super slutty. You know what I'm saying? She was doing the wappy. I'm like, okay, I see you doing the shit.
You were hyping her up being her chili, like, yeah.
Right. She took my class. So I teach a rhythm. I teach women how to suck dick with rhythm. I don't do all this and this. I teach you a rhythm because our bodies learn by memory. So when you learn a rhythm and I train that dick with my rhythm. So that's another reason why everybody love my class. And if you all are in Atlanta, I will be in Atlanta August 19th and 20th doing my dick sucking classes, my kinky suckers classes. So yeah, I hope to meet some of you all. Big Sexy, I will definitely be meeting you. Hey, Crystal, they're $40. What's up, Monet? Just let me know. You could inbox me and let me know when, okay? But yeah, so I do the private classes. Are you here? If you're here, if you want a private class in person in Chicago, they're $100. If you want a virtual class, they're $40. Yeah, and then I do group classes too. Yeah, so I had some crazy things that I've had to do. But like I said, in this industry, I have never had sex for money. And I don't knock people who do. I know sex workers. I know people in the industry. If that's you, that's fine. But for me to look at myself in the mirror and love me as much as I do, I didn't want to go that route. I wanted to know I could be just as powerful and I didn't have to use my pussy or my mouth to do it. And I've done that. I proved that to myself. I've been in this industry for a long time and my accolades just keep on going. And so, but I don't knock anybody if that's what they're into, but I am truly a professional dominatrix. I don't have to have sex with you and I guarantee you an amazing nut. Yeah. Well,
it depends on what you want from me. That's I have to say that.
With sex or with just
let's back up. Miss Bully, you have to sign a contract. In my contract, you let me know what it is that you're into. Yes. And from there, that's where we create the sessions. So yes. Once the session is created, that's fine. I was saying when you like, you know, you just never have sex for money. I'm gonna be honest, I'm not gonna do it for free. I'm just not gonna have sex for free. I'm single, just not doing it for free. And no, you can't take me to no fast food place. Just saying. You got to be able to do something for me that I can't do for myself.
My dominatrix.
No, but I'm saying that's the dominatrix. That was the dominatrix part. But I said for me personally, as a person.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's different. I understand. Yeah, you got to give me something and dick ain't enough. You know, if that's all you got is dick, you can keep that. And for some reason, men think that that's all I want. Oh, you teach me how to suck dick? Oh, well, you want this dick. What dick?
Or better yet, people find out you're a, because, you know, I'm pan. So people find out that you're a dominatrix. And the first thing they think is, so we're going to have, no, we're not going to do shit. No.
I'm a professional.
Did you give me look? Did you didn't go looking for that. You came looking for the other chick. So when you want her, when you want Miss Bully, then you need to go to where you find Miss Bully and, you know, follow the instructions. But you, when you meet me on the street, it's, no, I don't give out sessions.
I've only had you peg as well, right?
I have not, but I have been offered to. You know, they chicken out afterward because it's so let me say this. This is the other thing since we're doing story time. There is a lot of online, I call them online thugs, but people get a lot of courage online.
Yes, that's these people in my inbox this week.
They get so much courage. I'ma do this or I want you to do that. And then when it comes down to you meeting them in person, all that energy's gone. And they, can I cuss on here?
Yes.
they bitch out and get the fuck out. They bitch out. It's like they don't even show up and stuff like that. And it's like, it's crazy. It's the craziest thing ever. And I get it. If that's what you are, if you are a fantasy and that's all you want online, then say that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, say, don't waste people's time. Say that's the shit that you want. Mm-hmm. So I would say to people too, because there are a lot of folks out here on these sites, and some of these sites, of course, we know about the scammers, but a lot of these sites got people on there who just can't afford the lifestyle. And I get it. Everybody can't afford to pay $200, $300, $400 a session. I get that. However, don't expect people, professionals, or, you know, people who call themselves that or what have you, to do this same shit for you for free. Don't expect me to pick up my, you know, answer my line just because you called. You know what I mean? You want me to look at you, or you want me to do something, or you want me to dominate you. Because I had to explain that to a young gentleman. He's in Dubai, but I was like, dude, that's a service. For me to be at your beck and call, that's a fee. That's a monthly fee.
That's an allowance.
Yeah, that's a monthly fee, because I'm not at anybody's beck and call. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. So it's amazing how people don't understand that part of it either. And like I said, going back to that fetish part, when you talk about the pegging and everything like that, you got some people who are curious about it. And especially in our community, which I'm so happy about P-Valley for showing this shit. But some men are curious about it, but scared to do it because they think it's going to make them gay.
Oh, okay. Oh,
and that's not the case. If a woman is pegging you, you're not gay.
Not at all. You're a very lucky man.
Right. Exactly.
My first time pegging somebody, I knew I wanted to do it. I was ready. You know, I dated girls already, so I knew how to use a strap. I'm about to give it to you. So I'm like, okay. He was 22. At the time, I had to be like 27. This man was fun. You hear me? And straight is all hell. I've never had a gay man want me to peg them. These men are straight men. Once you all realize that you all have a P spot, your process, you have a spot in your ass that when stimulated will give you one of the strongest orgasms you've ever had in your life. And it's nothing. Gay means attracted to, wanting to be with men. Having somebody fuck you in your ass, man, you a happy motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? It had nothing to do with you like the men. No. I don't understand why society or people want to try to naturally think because you like something. No, that's a sexual erogenous zone. That's a place where you can experience an orgasm. In my book, I give that as one of the orgasms that men can have. And so many men and women have never experienced anal sex because of the negativity that's associated with it that ain't even your own view. It's all for somebody else. So... yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, because, you know, everybody has their own hangups, like, you know, things that they won't do. Like, I have a list of things I won't do. But I just think that that is so hilarious, though, that, you know, people are so repressed when it comes to that. And the whole purpose of in the kink world is to figure out what you like and what you don't like. And especially if you're with someone that you trust, that makes it all the better.
You know, I had somebody once, and I'm real good. Like, when I get in a relationship, I would glove up, lube up, and up your ass. You know what I'm saying? I'm giving it to you.
Oh, y'all know not to date the kinky kid. Y'all see that now. Y'all see that.
Like, these motherfuckers think they want me.
Miss Bully don't do that to you. But you see the kinky kid doing that, you know, public service announcement. Y'all see she doing it.
I'm into you. Now, I don't do this to everybody. But if I'm into you now and I know my power, I will at least let you experience it. And I don't like people, no, you know. So I don't ask. I mean, I let them know it's going to happen, but I don't tell them when it's going to happen. And, you know, I feel good. I have like a little secret set already hid under the bed, under the sheets. I can just pull, pull, pull real fast. Yeah, you know. And I have before given some men some very powerful orgasms from this. And what I like is that even though they did orgasm, they did, you know, some of them were like, I didn't really like that. You know, and I honored that. I earned that, but I was proud of them being brave enough to at least allow the experience. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I don't go without a conversation. I let them know that I will try it one day, and if, you know, whatever, and I talk to them about it, I educate them. I said, don't make you this and don't make you that. You know, I think men who get their ass ate, we talked about ass eating last week with a man. I believe that's a very brave man. Not let her slip her finger in there. You know what I'm saying? She could put a glove on if she got nails. She could put some silicone lube because that's slipperier. But it's a beautiful experience. And like I said, and then I even talk about prostate massages where you can go up under the nuts and get it. You don't even have to go in his booty. But and I talked about it on the episode of the first season of Kinkyology. Prostate stimulation is such a beautiful thing for men. And I hate that so many black men, you all are the least sexually educated in all races. My black men. You all think because y'all got this dick, and a lot of y'all don't have that dick. And those who do that.
Let me say this. And there are some of you that are blessed and highly favored, don't know what the hell to do with that.
You don't even know what to do with it.
You know, you have no clue what to do with it.
You just doing this.
I have no clue.
Little dick can do something big dick can't do. So one thing I try to tell you, y'all be hating on little dicks, but little dick hit that G spot. You know what I'm saying? That big nigga going all the way to your cervix and don't even know about the A spot, the D spot. You know what I'm saying? He's just banging. He banging. Then you got to find that man who know how to rock that motherfucker. Y'all want to learn. Y'all want to fuck. Y'all want to fuck me? I know how to fuck. I don't give fuck. And I fuck back. And I show you how to fuck me if you fuck me wrong. What think you about to do? Oh, no, that's not how you do that. No.
Yeah. You know. How many times have you had to say, stop? Mm-mm, that's not going to work.
Collaborate and listen. You know, kink is bad. You know, yeah.
I'm like, stop.
But you know what? Luckily for me, I've only been with a few men since, I've only been with three men since I've been back with men. And luckily for me, all of them were amazing lovers. And I was so much on a different level because I had never had vaginal orgasms before because I had cervical cancer. So I had a real sick coochie. And when I got my hysterectomy, this coochie was like, psh, 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 psh. I was like Spider-Man with it. What? Where you want me to go? You know? So I was just like, oh, so it was amazing because they freaking out because I'm gushing, I'm ejaculating, I'm squirting. I'm like, my guy was like, I ran from Louisiana because I flooded that nigga. He felt like he was in Hurricane Katrina again because I was like, you know. So he was like, what the fuck is this? You know, so it's just really knowing, having that. So I've been really into this because now I'm experiencing something new. I knew how to work it, but I had a sick body part, so I wasn't able to. But yeah, it's been really, my sex has been, I have amazing sex. I'm so happy to evolve to this point and not only be able to teach it, but know that I've experienced it. You know, a lot of times people, that's one thing I have not only the knowledge, but I also have the experience to speak about it, you know, so that's what sets me apart from it. And then I'm into vanilla, I'm into BDSM, I'm into tantric, I'm into all of that. So right. I'm not just skilled in one. And I've lived my life in a way to put me in positions to learn and grow in all of these. So my journey for me, when I sit back and look at it, I'm so happy I've always put 100% into being a dominatrix, into being a pimp. You know, you never know how you gotta have it.
She said pimp. Oh my goodness.
I had two girls and they was good to me. Being a phone sex operator, being an exotic dancer, you know, all of those things were grooming me to be who I am today, to have that experience, to be able to speak to women all over the world, to be able to relate with women in all different cultures with all different dynamics of sex and ideologies of sex and what they learn. Because we're not taught over here in Western America about tantric sex and things like that, when other cultures, that's taught at a young age. Right. They start that at a young age. They start grooming them to understand the spirituality connected with sex. A lot of you all don't understand that your sexuality is connected to your spirituality. You know, so you all are afraid to go because, oh, I don't want to hurt God. God made this. What the fuck you mean? You know, so.
Well, girl, that's a whole nother show. Oh,
for everybody, but the lucky ones who get it, they don't complain.
Right.
Kink isn't for everybody, but yeah. Knowledge of sex should be for everybody, especially if you're somebody who wants to have sex. But yes, right. Kink, and that's another thing I say. I like my book, 365 Ways to Keep It Kinky. a lot of women have come back to say it was a conversation that they didn't know how to have, but now because of the book, hey, she said this about this. And if they're like, oh, no, I never do that, then that's something they both know that they don't want to try and they don't have to. But it, what, you would do that? I try it. You know, it gave them an open dialogue to have some conversations that they didn't know how to bring up. So it's really important, especially if you marry somebody, to make sure that you, if they don't know what their kinks are, that you're open to find out if they get them while you all are together, because I spoke about that earlier, because I was saying earlier that it's unfair if a man has a fetish and doesn't introduce you to it until after you all married, compared to a man who doesn't realize he has the fetish until you all are married. Because so many women know that they have this fetish, but then once they get into it, be like, I don't like it. Well, this man didn't marry you because you accepted him for his fetish. That's wrong. But if they figure it out while they're in it, it's different. So I talked about that a little bit earlier. But yeah, I've been in this industry for a long time. I've had some amazing experience, like nothing bad in my domination and my other things that I've done. But I can tell you our stories. I can go for hours and hours.
And that was my story time on domination. Yeah, on the BDSM world, okay? Right. You know, yes. But yeah, I like I said, for me, I just find it so amazing because that's the first thing when folks find out I'm Miss Bully, they start to think that they're going to get something. And it's like, yeah, no, you know, no. Did you sign? Did you fill out a contract?
Now,
like, seriously, did you sign my contract? If you didn't, then you're not getting Miss Bully.
You have a lot of people on FetLife and things like that that are not true professional dominatrix. They are women who want to just pretend and get on here and say crazy things to you to try to get you to get them some money. But you have women like me, Ms. Bully, who, what's your first book you read? Because I read Don't Send Me the Roses, Send Me the Thorns. And you said
BDSM 101 by Reverend Jen. Okay. my very first book.
Right. We educated ourselves on this. We got into this. It wasn't just, oh, I'm going to read a couple of pages on, you know, when Wikipedia or something, think I'm a dominatrix. No, I really knew the background to it. Plus, my life beforehand, I was already a dominant woman, an aggressive woman. So I knew you have to be, for me to be 5'4¾", to be able to have a man 6'7" bow down, you can't be like, get on your knees. You have to be powerful enough to make that motherfucker get on his knees. You know what I'm saying?
Like, well, I was going to say, I fell into this. So I actually was on a regular dating site and was in Arizona. And this guy that I didn't think would be interested in me was a different race, Caucasian, tatted up on the face and everything, guys. Literally hit me up and said, because in my profile, all I said was, I love sports and music. That's all I really said in my profile. So he hit me up and said, I want you to dominate me. And at the time, I was, you know, in a different type of a space. So I was like, oh my gosh, what the hell is this? I deleted my page. Everything ran like fire. Like, what the fuck? You know, and was afraid. It was like, oh no. I mean, that's the devil. You know, because, you know, BDSM state of massacre. So you're like, oh no, you know, because, you know, you're trying to. And so then after that, I don't know what really turned me, but I started, I hate to say it like this, but I did look at, I did read 50 Shades of Grey, all three of those books before I saw the movie. Mm-hmm. And then I started reading some other literature on it. And then that's what really got me into it. And then I went to a store where I bought that book, you know, the BDSM 101 by Reverend Jen, and another one. But in that store, and this was so funny, the guy in that store, he was introducing the electrolysis stuff to me. And, you know, we was having a conversation. I was in that sex store for a good maybe hour and a half, y'all, seriously. 2 hours. And it wasn't nobody really in there. So that's why he could take the time and go through some shit with me. He pulled my hair. Told me, and that I was like literally straight. And I'm looking like, first off, I wouldn't even think about having sex with this man. He was not my type by no means. But when he touched my hair, and it wasn't this long, y'all, but when he pulled my hair and my neck went back, and I it was just something that went over my whole body. I was like, oh. I said, all right, that's it. That's it. So one of my friends in Arizona, I had a real conversation with him. I was like, look, I need to be, what's my name? And so he actually came up with the name, Miss Bully. Miss Bully. He came up with the name.
I love that name. My combination name was Mistress Tiffany. But yeah, that's why I'm Mistress Tiffany.
Yeah, he came up with the name. And then we started, you know, he actually attended one of the I went to an anal class at I feel bad. I can't think of the name of the sex store that's in Arizona now. I mean, they had a couple of them, whatever, but they gave one day it was somebody doing a seminar on anal sex. And I went to that, took him with me because he, you know, he's bi or whatever. Well, he's gay. And him and I went to this. He was high and it was so funny because he was high. And he was just like, he says, I cannot believe I'm here with you at this damn thing. But we were there, and I mean, I was there, and you would be surprised. And what I found so ironic, it was just myself, him, and another Black person. Mm-hmm. What does that tell us? When these places have these companies come out and do demonstrations and everything, and a lot of times they are free.
Yeah, that's what
the world. Why do we not go? Why do we not attend?
But to me, for real, I think I actually want to do that. I want to be able to, I don't want just a sex toy store. I want a place where they can come in and have classes and get educated. And I feel like hopefully by the time this store opens, my notoriety has grown pretty, you know, well, that maybe that will pull them in because they already know if they pull up YouTube, if they pull up this, they'll know like, okay, I even had a real popular blog called The Kinky Kids Speak. So I've planted my feet in this for a while. And I think too is how you entice them with it, you know, mm-hmm. what I'm saying? So maybe if they were able just to say, oh, this, but maybe if they can have a conversation like we're having, you could peak more people's, you know, so doing video, coming on, having this and saying, well, tonight you all, I'll be here at 7:00 if y'all want to come for free. Because it's actually government programs. It's so many different things you could do when you educate people on this, because the reality is a lot of people don't know. And then when you learn, you make better decisions and certain things won't get stuck up your booty. Certain things won't get stuck in your
You mind. Know, you don't have to go to ER for some sex. You was having sex and this happened to you, you know.
Right.
But yeah, just in saying all that though, I, you know, like I said, I wish that we would attend more of these sessions. And when I say we, I mean people that look like you and I, because we could benefit from that. So I, you know, going back to what you were saying about, you know, just folks not knowing what they're doing and how to do things.
That's
how you learn, people. That's how you learn. You okay, girl?
My battery low. I got to plug in my iPad.
Oh, okay. We just see your head going back and forth. We see it.
I couldn't find a little hole. I could find the other ones fine, though.
You see, I was like, really?
Okay, I think.
But anywho, so let's see. Real quick in the comments, they were agreeing with everything. And Nurse Kim, girl, just go back and look at the show. I ain't going to even lie to you. Go back and look at the show, sweetie. I came on late though, Nurse Kim. And
yes,
so.
Yes, but she came on because again, I had scheduled for someone else to come. They weren't able to make it, and Miss Bully came on with no problem. So I have so much love and already before this, but so much love and respect for her. Sometimes you all people send people into your life, and you never know why. And I haven't known Miss Bully very long, but since the day we have connected, she's been a cheerleader to me, and I as to her. And that's a beautiful thing, because especially us being in this same industry and having some of the same ties, some people sometimes will instantly judge you and dislike you. But that's not how we were. We inspire. You do what? Oh, can you do this? Or have you done this? Or, oh, you should try this. Or look at this. Read this. I was reading this, not about you. You know, you know.
Look, I just did that, didn't I? Like, oh, you need to read this chapter.
But I meet people, and you get people who want to be around you so they could take pictures of you and do stuff like that. that it's hard for me to meet friends now. It's hard for me to find people that just genuinely care about me. I mean, she care about the kinky kid too, but me as the kinky kid, not being with the kinky kid. And it's a difference. And I really appreciate you and love you for that. You showing up tonight. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm going to find something to do for you because you just...
Girl, we good. We good. It's some things that I got going, so...
Myself. I knew we wanted to get on and do a little bit, but we still want to do some other stuff. This was just kind of off the bat, but we had said in self, the last episode of self, that it was some things we really did want to cover. So we were just really telling stories tonight and, you know, putting a little education with that. But really, we have some really other things that we want to talk about because we really want you all to not be afraid to try.
And I was going to say, when we do have our conversation, I want to do like the introductory to it because I find that people don't realize they're kind of using BDSM now in their sex lives. Yeah. If you look at Pornhub, you're doing it. I mean, it's certain things that are going on that is part of this lifestyle. And that's, you know, when we say kink, when you say kinky, the kinky lifestyle, it's so many aspects of it. And, you know, people get so afraid of BDSM because everybody just all automatically thinks about the bondage or
the hardness of it.
The bondage or the masochism. Yeah. Right. And it's so much more to it. It's so much more to that fetish lifestyle. And I do, in my heart of hearts, believe that it's a whole lot of people of color that have some of these fetishes. I mean, let's just throw out one real quick. When the movie Boomerang came out back in the, what was that, the 90s, late 80s, 90s? Mm-hmm. Men were looking at women's feet. Mm-hmm. Guess what that's called, people? Foot fetish.
Right. I talked about that a little bit.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, you know, it's like, you didn't realize what that's part of kink. Some people that may like, you know, to pull hair or to squeeze your neck or to, you know, choking. And I mean, all that's part of BDSM. I mean, hell, when you slapping a person's behind, while you having sex, BDSM, that's not part of vanilla. Right. But you didn't know, you know, if you don't.
To excite that pleasure. So that's where you get that from. That's the masochism or the sadism of it. Inflicting that pain, either being the one who's giving it or the one who wants to receive it. Like, I have a tattoo on my ass to say spank me. So I'm letting you know already what the fuck is going on. You can spank me and make you get on your knees and bow down to me. I'll make you crawl to me, but you're going to spank my ass when I tell you to, you know. So I can get off on both. I can be a sadist and I can be a masochist. I can give the pain and I can take it. Hello.
So that's a switch.
That's in bed with who I'm fucking. As a dominatrix, I'm a dominatrix all day long. Bow down.
But yeah, I mean, but just little stuff. And I just wanted to just make sure that, you know, I want to introduce that part of it to people, just letting them know that, you know,
Marcus had a foot fetish.
Yeah. I just want to let them know that, you know, it's so many little things that you can do and try and have fun with your partner with. And, you know, it'll be cool, but, you know, you just got to be willing to go out there and do it is the thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes. We don't want to say go out there and do it like just with anybody.
Oh, no.
If you are a man and you know that you have a particular kink or you know that you want to experience something a little different, I suggest really finding a real dominatrix in person and seeing what that is like, especially if you're into a foot fetish and you never really had somebody do it the way you want to. Like, you got to convince them, you got to buy them shoes and shit. Some men like that too. I had a man from New York, every time he went to New York, he'd come back with some Italian boots for me to wear. I was like, okay, you know, you have people who have different fetishes, and he just wanted to see me in these boots. You know, he'd meet me out Italian. He was like Steven Seagal. He was so sexy. But he'd come to the club with some boots. I had to go in the bathroom, put my boots on, and dance and walk around. And then I put my foot on his thigh, and he would unzip them and zip them back up. And I'd get my little $200 plus my little Italian boots, and he gone. My best friend at the time was gay. He was like, bitch, I love your life. Bitch, I love it, bitch. I was like, where are we going? We got to go to this club up north because I got to go put these boots on this man's nuts in the club. And I got paid good for it. But yeah, I got a tattoo on the booty cheek. He slaps that. That says my boo. You know what? And I had to say sometimes what I don't get, Nathaniel, that you said that. If a woman, some women, most women, but mine says spank me. You hear me? How you gonna fuck me and not spank me? How you think that sex is good and your ass don't even read what you hitting? You understand? Like, you knock before you enter. It tell you what the fuck to do. It tell you what to do, and you go through a whole session and you disregard it. Oh, you ain't coming here no more. You know, you don't even know how to follow directions. I gave you a sign and you can't say, because when I bend over, that motherfucker spread. And it's a whole whip. You know what I'm saying? It's safe for me. You can use your hand, you can use your dick, you can use a paddle, you can use a whip, but you gonna ignore it?
I'm trying to, guys, I'm laughing because I didn't expect her to say that. I didn't. That was not, I didn't expect that.
It's directions on him on that.
Yes, she got directions. I am not mad at you. Like, oh my goodness. Like, wow.
I used to dance, and back then, like, my butt's bigger now, but I had hips, but I didn't have a big ass. It was, you know, it was just there. It was wide, but it wasn't tied out, you know. And I told my mama, I said, I think I want to get a tattoo on my ass. She said, yeah, because they'll be so busy looking at it, they won't even know your booty not big. So I was like, Ma, I got a whip that says spank me. She said, I didn't know you was going to get that. But they'd be like, what that say? You know, and I'm at a club where they couldn't touch me, so they never got to spank me. But in the bedroom, I took my mom with me when I got my nipple pierced. She was like, you are so nasty.
Right?
You are so nasty.
So the pandemic occurred. And I didn't get mine done, but I'm gonna get it done. But I want to get a tattoo on my leg, you know, with Miss Bully, and it's a picture and everything. But I gotta double check something, you know, with doctors or whatever because of my condition.
I have 28 tattoos.
I have a different condition, so I gotta make sure it's okay.
I love it. But I have all different type of signs on where you should be. You know what I'm saying? Like. And people ignore them. So sometimes pay attention to the placement of the tattoos, where they are, because they usually put them in areas that they like attention to, whether it's talking about it, especially if a woman has a tattoo on her foot. She's used to people telling her she has pretty feet, or into men who have a foot fetish. If she has a tattoo on her lower back, that's the spot you should rub and touch her back. Pay attention sometimes to where people, men who have tattoos that go around their nipples. Are you touching his nipples? Like, we sometimes place these tattoos, especially if it's a sadomasochism, and you get that pain in a place that you enjoy. So it's really important sometimes to learn a kink or learn a person so you can kind of see, okay, you know, so it's so many things, but yeah.
I love it. This Jay Thomas said, oh, I got to watch this from the beginning.
Go like maybe 15 minutes in, because I was just ranting for a second because the guys was real disrespectful to me.
But yeah, banana tattoo around the chest.
Yeah, I got them everywhere.
No, she would say that's what Moan Jones.
That is hilarious. That's what Monet. Monet is a guy.
Oh, Monet. Oh, I'm so sorry, Monet. Apologies.
No, he's fine. Wait. Yeah, that's her name. Yeah. Wait, I'm like, yeah, wait, I know her name. I have a group. He's in Kinky Land. So you all. Okay. Anything else y'all want to talk about? Anything else we want to go? Oh, no, that's not Monet. That's Monet. Okay. What? Oh, yeah, he M-O-N-E, not M-O-N-E-T. Anyway, okay. Y'all just made me sweat.
Apologies.
Oh, you don't know. We just looking. We can't even see pictures.
Right, so I didn't know. I was like, moan like bone. All right, you know what? You know what, Moan Jones? I'm going to stop you. How about that?
Moan Jones. Okay, so look. What else have I done in domination? I love pegging was cool. I had some really good experiences pegging. A lot of times, a lot of men were into body worship or titty fetishes or foot fetishes. A lot of foot fetish. Most black men were into body worship and fetishes. Then you had Caucasian men, Indian men. They would be more into sometimes golden showers. I actually had somebody who wanted a brown shower, and I ate peppermint. I did everything I could, but my booty would not let me do this to this man. I was so mad because that money was so good. But my booty was like, bitch, we not, that's a no for us. I'm like,
I wish somebody would pay me to do that. What?
Oh my God.
My question is hard or soft? Hard or soft? I mean,
and I wanted that money. You know.
Did you hear me? Look, hard or soft? That's what I need to know. Do you want it hard or soft? What do you want?
That's disgusting. So then I had golden showers. And you had some people who want it on the body and some who want it in their mouth.
So they have these cups, and I know you're familiar with them. You saw them, you know, the one where it's cooked to a mask. Do you know what I'm talking about? Okay, yeah. I saw that. I was like, what is that? And then I was like, oh, okay. All right.
Me and my security, we went to this, we had a guy, and my security, she was a friend of mine. They were both friends, but they would be in the bathroom like, oh my God, that's disgusting. Can I look? It was so funny because they would be the stuff these men would ask, and they would be in there disgusting. But we went to the bar out to eat. So they bought us dinner. We were sitting there. I went to the bathroom. I took a glass to the bathroom. I came back, and they looking like, what's in that glass? It was full of urine. And I made the man pour it on his salad. And he sat there, and she was it was so funny. But yeah, I've had some wild, crazy, like, I used to do a contest at Dave and Buster's. I would have men pay a $50 entry fee, because this was like 20 something years ago, and they had to wear a red t-shirt and blue jeans. I would have men crawling from game to game. I would have men barking. It was humiliation they were into. So it would be just like a thing, and the person who won or did the best, they would get a free session with me. But me and my ex, we would have so much fun just going and having these men, like Dave and Buster's used to have an old school phone booths. I have them going there and jag off. I have them go, you know, just all types of things that stimulated each one of them. I knew their form of humiliation, and I was able to implement it within Dave and Buster's. Oh, we had so much fun with that. I would do that a couple of times to help build your. At this time, I did this so long ago, I had to put an ad in a newspaper called The Reader out here in Chicago. You know, I just woke up one day like, I want to be a dominatrix. I went and bought a book. I read it. I was like, yep, I can do this. I was Domina Diamond. I was like, nah, I don't like that. I ain't no diamond. I don't like that. And then I went to Mistress Tiffany. And that was my name. And I've been Mistress Tiffany when I dominate since I was 21 years old. But the process was really cool. My girlfriend was like, okay, let's go. We went to the sex toy store. I was like, what you doing on domination? Still have that book. 27 years later, I still have that book. Because that book was the journey of me changing. You know, I was already dancing. And like I said, I was an exotic dancer. I never stripped. And strippers, I never been to a bachelor party. I was always in a club on a stage. You know. Or on a pole. I did some, you know, when they pay you to go, but not no champagne room, nothing like that. So a lot of times.
It's not a champagne room, right? You ain't got a champagne room. Remember, sex in the champagne room.
I'm not having sex for money.
It's no sex in the champagne room. What you thought?
Oh, yeah, you're talking about Pete Valley.
No, I'm talking about, forget Pete Valley. It's no sex in the champagne room. That was a song.
Oh, okay, yeah, I remember that. Man,
oh, my goodness. No sex in the champagne room, but anyway.
And stuff cut off. I don't think that's on. Is that on?
Yeah, you're still up. You're still live.
Okay, no, I'm on, but my thing said it wasn't charging, so I just replugged it in. If you got the little thing, the little lightning, that means it's charging, right?
Okay. Yep, that is true.
Yeah. I love you too, Big Sexy. But yeah, I've had so much fun in this industry, and I've been able to push myself to so many different places. And again, like, as a woman, I think I've only had one person I dealt with crawl to me. But when you have your slaves crawl to you, they used to be so powerful. I really got into it. But when you date alpha men, they don't really want to crawl. But some men, depending on who you are, alpha man crawl to me, you know. Or you know what else I like for alpha men to do? I like to make them go to the store and we go shopping, and they buy a black panty. I make them tell the lady in the store that they're panties for them, and then I make them one of those things. And it is nothing to have a good problem where CEO of a company or play some sport for a Chicago pro team, because I've done things with people like that as well, and have him in some black lace panties up under his suit or whatever he's wearing. So I did have the opportunity to date a person who paid me. They were a professional football player, so they were too big to dominate me, but they were into it. So they would pay me to dominate other people in front of them. And that was a very fun part of my life. I had a lot of fun doing that. And it was real cool because, you know, they used to just sit back and get off because they knew they hand was bigger than my head. So they can't choke me, you know, but, you know, it was real cool. So it was cool. I did that for a while. But yeah, so there's some real cool stories with my domination and all my little different things that I experienced.
But then that should be the next book.
What the? I got three I'm doing now, so it had
no. That should be the next book, the kinky kid and my and look, story time, my life as a dominatrix, and oh my goodness, and just make it a comedy. I mean, after you talk about each session, you know, change the names and dates.
change the names
obviously, but yeah. I would make it a comedy, and this is what happened.
You make it a stage play, you just come in and they do all these sessions and shit. Yes, the kinky play.
Yes, see, look, I just came up with another
y'all
idea.
Y'all can go replicate it because y'all ain't the kinky kid, man.
Yeah, well, nobody
I've earned my stripes in this game. I don't just come and decide. No, I put my feet in the ground. I planted my feet in the soil, in the sand. And I have matured in this and I have grown in this. But I was very good at everything I did, even knowing that the person I really am, at least when I was younger, would have never did nothing like this. And me and my sister talked about that the first episode of season two, that I wasn't that person. But they was like, oh, you about to die? Oh, I'm about to do everything, you know, and not knowing that this was preparing me to be who I am today. And some of you all might not know me, but those who do, I've had my feet planted on social media for a while. But even before I came to you all, I've been in this industry since I was 21 years old, and I've had an amazing time in it, and it's been really good to me. The things I've learned, the people I've come across, you know, even meet Miss Bully, just the friendships that I have made, it's been amazing, you know. So don't, of course, it's not something you might think you want to do, but educate yourself on it. That's mm-hmm. all I want to do. I'm not telling you, oh, you got to try it, but have you respected it enough to see what it was about? And if you don't have it, I'm going to make a shameless plug. My book, 365 Ways to Keep It Kinky. It gives you, I got tantric exercises in here. That's the third type of sex. I got edging in here. That's something you all do with your regular relationships sometimes and don't know that it's a part of BDSM. That's what Ms. Bully was saying again. But I have consent, BDSM. I break it down. I give different things that you can do. It's not a chapter book. It gives you different kinky things you can do on every day. I talk about sex toys. I give 15 different orgasms that women can have. I give 6 different orgasms that men can have. I also talk about those orgasms on the first season of my podcast. It's only $10. You can get it on my $10. And I'm about to write another one. That one ain't gonna be $10. And this one might go up too, because this will be my third book. Every book I'm going up on my books. Understand that. So why it's $10? If you get it from my website, it come autographed, but you can get it off Amazon for $10. It just won't be autographed. And if you just want to show your support, because I'm such an amazing, beautiful woman, and you want to know how I suck dick so good, I got a book about dick sucking too, and it's called I'm a Sucker. And it come with a journal.
Yes, I'm a sucker for
love. Yes, Crystal. Thank you. I had a person yesterday tell me they've been rocking with me about 10 years. I know I've had Kinkyland for a while. I know Miss Callie been rocking with me. Monet been rocking with me. Gia, I think I know you from I believe I've seen that name before. So it's a lot. Nathaniel is in Kinky Land. Some of you are, I've been getting a lot of members in Kinky Land. I do have a group on Facebook called Kinky Land. We try our best. It's a lot of different people, but I'm very big about people respecting people's kinks. We have all different walks of life, nationalities, and people. But if you don't like it, scroll past it. But you don't have the right to disrespect it. Not in there. Because I have people, I do everything. So I allow everything in there. And we have men who like to get pegged. And the guys are just like, I wouldn't want to do it, but pleasure, you know, more to you, you know. And one thing I learned being a kinky kid, a lot of black men, when they get drunk, message me and tell me how much they like to get pegged. Women.
So
booty, he just scared to tell you. So get you a glove.
Okay, but here's my thing on that. Why be scared? Like,
because you know that
men, I need y'all. So this is for the men out here. Men, and if you identify as a man and if you a stud, don't be scared. Tell your partner what you want. Do it. That's one thing I do love about BDSM is that you have to talk about this shit. You can't just roll up in somebody's way and like, okay, I'm going to hit you today. No, you got to talk about, find out what they like, they dislike, you know, what they willing to try, what's their limits, safe words. I mean, so you have to talk about it. So I need for my black men and studly women to not be afraid to talk about what you want to do. Can we do that?
Free someone's. And he was doing me, and then the other girl got some Vaseline and just rammed her finger up in his ass. And he, to this day, he's still like, you gave me one of the greatest nights of my life.
Oh, so you still talk to him? Okay.
He ain't shit, but yeah. He didn't deserve, he did. We had some good times, but he wasn't the man he said he was. So, you can't do that. But yeah, that was funny, but yeah. People never know sometimes what they'll enjoy. And in the moment, he just let himself be instead of trying to control it. No, don't do this. No, don't do that. Just be free. And a lot of times I find that people want that experience with me, so they'll allow some things that they might not have ever allowed before just so that they can have that experience. I'm like, what you about to do to me? I'm about to rock your motherfucking world.
Yeah, you about to stick something in their ass and then like it. So
dick.
Look, you about to stick something in their butts and they don't know it's happening, and all of a sudden they're like,
I'm gonna lick it first though. See, so I'm real nice with it. I'm cool with it. But no, everybody don't deserve that. I don't do that to everybody. You know what I'm saying? If it's somebody that I'm with, that's different. But I'm not just doing that. Like I said, I've only been with three guys since I've been back. But I'm not out here just like, come in, you know, let me fulfill this for you. No, that's not what I do.
She said it like, let me fulfill this for you.
Look at my faces. You know, my mom was like, I don't know what you're doing to these niggas, but stop. So you have to do a better vetting process now. You have to get to know them in a different way. You have to see certain things about them before you do that. Because I know I was just young and putting the woo-wop-da on them, not really knowing the power of the woo-wop-da bang bang. I got guns in my faces. Not because I was cheating, not whatever, because they couldn't handle my throat. Because they couldn't handle my pussy. And when I was ready to walk away, they didn't want me to leave. You know, so you have to really learn to vet a person and get to know them. And like she said, even as being a dominatrix, we have a contract. If you are a true professional dominatrix, you have a contract. And some of them, you have your limits, and then you allow them to tell their limits. Because you don't know what they really want. So they have to be open. We talk to them. You ask the questions. Sometimes I have one that they could fill out online. I print it out and we'll go through it. You always have a consultation before you actually have the session. Because everybody's wants, needs, and desires is totally different. Well, one person might get off on another person might despise. You know,
right.
So that's another thing with BDSM. Even if you're in a regular relationship, you all have to start having open, honest communication. And even if you don't know, it's nothing wrong with trying and saying, no, I don't like that.
Right.
A partner of mine allowed me to do something, but they didn't like it. But I was so proud of them that they trusted me enough to at least let me try.
Right.
Right. So that was a big thing. No, but that's the thing. You have to be a man who, Kevin Gates, I love the fact how strong he is about eating ass and getting his ass ate and stuff like that. when you know that this has nothing to do with you as a man, it actually makes you a stronger man. It makes you a bolder man. It makes you a more powerful person to be open in your sexuality. For men who get, I tell men all the time, even make love to me like you don't have a dick. And they be stuck. Because they just think that dick is all they have. A lot of men only eat pussy to get it wet. They don't eat it to bring us the pleasure. A lot of men only eat it to get us wet. So if I tell you to make love to me without a dick, do you know that you can touch me? Do you know that you can stimulate me? Do you know that I have all these erogenous zones? Do you know usually how long it takes before for you to twist a woman's nipple or to kiss her ear, twist her nipple, suck her toe? And eat her? You know, you can bring some, if you learn how to stimulate all these other things without your dick or her pussy, how far are you willing to go? But y'all, especially my black men, y'all think y'all got these dicks. And like we said, they don't always be big dicks. And big dicks ain't all that anyway. But y'all think it's some magic in that. And 7 out of 10 women never had an orgasm from dick. So now, how are you willing to educate yourself to go outside of regular vanilla sex and really learn how to please a woman?
Or, Betty, yeah, do you want to know how to please a woman?
Most of
the time. We know that the stuff that you see on Pornhub and all these porn sites, those are actors. No, Facebook. Actors.
Yes, they pretend. Yeah,
actors.
Facebook user, they love giving those first time experiences. Are you a man or a woman? Yes. Oh. Thank you, Big Sexy. That might have been old. I don't know. But yeah, this has been really fun.
Yes, it has been. And I mean, you know, next time we'll be on the, you know.
No, you were perfect. I did a very good intro. I really went into my rant very well. You came in just when I was starting to get heated, so you knocked it out for me. I was these motherfuckers coming to me. They don't know me. I'll fuck them up. But they knew Gangsta Jasmine. I'll be at their door. I was like, they better be happy I'm grown, Jasmine, because I'm mad. Yeah. But anyway, we're going to get out of here. Thank you so much for showing up. I appreciate you. Any other questions or anything? Miss Callie, Big Sexy say, pegging is not a treatment everyone gets. It's for a special person. Unless you pay me, then it's for whoever wants that money. Who got that money? You know what I'm saying?
Pretty much.
For me to do it, oh, you coming up out some money. It won't be no $300, $400. You coming out some money. But I'll do it for the right price. I mean, I've got people flew to me. You know, I had a guy after one of my things say that he wanted to come and do it. And at that time, I was like, I'm not sure. But if you watching, I'll fuck you in your ass.
Some people, I wasn't ready. I know I came on, and I know I'm used to this. But it, you know, I didn't have no wine. I didn't have a drink.
Me neither.
I wasn't ready. I was not ready. So a lot of the facial expressions you guys are seeing is like, I wasn't ready. It's not that I'm against the kink. I just wasn't ready.
Yeah, I've only had one man in a relationship who wanted it. And to be honest, I wasn't comfortable with his wanting it, you know, but I acknowledged it and whatever. But that was the only time in a relationship that somebody wanted me to peg them. But other than that, it's all been paid for. And my prices, I'm an author of 2 books. I've been in the industry for 27 years, and I will fuck the shit out of you for a really hefty price. You guarantee?
Well, we just have to be very careful because this is, you know, going all over the United States, and in some states this is illegal.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh,
yeah,
I'm
just want to make sure we stress that. Okay. You must know the laws of your states.
Domination is illegal. I'm not having sex with nobody.
No, the getting paid for it is considered sex
sorry,
work.
Sorry. Oh yeah, that's illegal.
So that's why I'm trying to make sure I put the disclaimer in there. Say allegedly.
I'm playing.
The statutes of limitations.
I forget.
Her previous work have already gone.
I'm just talking shit.
I was sitting here like, She does know this.
You should have had up a internet.
Really, girl? I mean, it's okay, but you know, we just gotta be real.
Oh God. Keep the content coming. Thank you, Facebook user. I appreciate you. Wild thousands. Okay, yeah. Let me get out before I go get arrested.
Oh, right. They're going to show me your door. So we need to know. See, and Facebook, you say it's not legal in Nevada. You are absolutely right, but we're not in Nevada, baby.
I am not in Nevada.
She unfortunately doesn't reveal what city she in, so I'm just trying to clean this up.
Oh, God. I'm about to get out of here. Y'all know how I do it. I most definitely keep it kinky, and I enjoyed you all. Thank you all for watching. If you enjoyed it, share it. If you didn't catch all of it, watch it. It's worth the view. And you can go on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Podcast Addict, and watch all the rest of them because I keep it kinky in every last one. Good night, you all.
Good night.
Oh, God.